Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. Welcome to the show. What's going on, everybody? It is Monday, March 5th, 2012. Welcome to the show. Coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. And thanks for rocking with us. Tonight's topic, if you could take one thing with you to heaven, what would it be? One thing. I know you can't take anything with you, but if you could, what would it be? I'm not sure what it would be for me, but the question we're proposing tonight, if you could take one thing to heaven, what would it be? Do you know? Hit us up. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Inside Money Monday. What's going on, everybody? Y'all know how Blog Talk does us. Network acting a little crazy. However, we are here with you. And thanks for rocking. 917-889-3926. Again, if you could take one thing with you to heaven, what would it be? Do you know? I'm thinking I would probably take a very special chain that was given to me years ago. You know, that way I'm not, you know, bogged down in the casket with something that's not, you know, significant. I can't take my car with me. You know, can't take my clothes with me. So I'm thinking a nice piece of jewelry is what I would take. But what would you take? Again, it's Money Monday, March 5th, 2012. And tonight we are asking, if you could take one thing with you to heaven, what would it be and why? Call us live. Give us your perspective. 917-889-3926. You are inside Money Monday, TM Hyman Radio Live. Hey, okay, so here we go. We're going to start the show off the way it normally starts off. Everything just kicked kicked back into place. Hey, live radio is interesting, my friends. Here we go. Internet
radio. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Normally how it goes. So again, apologize for the little mix up there. Again, we are asking, if you could take one thing with you to heaven, what would it be and why? Again, hit us up, 917-889-3926. It is Money Monday, March 5th in the city. Hey, join our Facebook group at TM Hyman Radio, and you can follow us on Twitter at TM Hyman Radio. All right, when we come back, Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. And coming up shortly, we got Didi. This is Twin Spirits. Get Myself Together. Inside Money Monday. TM Hyman Radio Live.
I got a deal, 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 I got a deal,
Into it and listen to it, and that is a really good show. I just love the fact that they have to listen to the people. They can't judge them on their looks, their appearance. They have no clue what they look like. I really love that show.
Right, it is awesome. Tonight is the battle competition. They selected all of the folks with the blind, you know, the blind judging with their backs were turned, like you just said, not looking at the artists, just listening. Now it's the battle between the people that they actually pick for their teams. CeeLo actually have Neo and Babyface on tonight with his team, trying to help to coach them. This is a really cool show. To me, I mean, American Idol, I think it kind of ran its course. The X Factor, I really didn't get into that. I'm like over Simon Cowell, raping America. Go back to Britain, you know, take their money. You know, let Americans make the money over here. You didn't got enough. The Voice, I'm loving it. Folks, if you just tuned in, coming to you live out of Tampa tonight, you got Toya live out of Newark, Delaware. Dee Dee will be with us in the second hour. Tonight, the question is, if you could take one thing with you to heaven, what would it be? If you could take one thing, I've already shared, I think I would take a special piece of jewelry with me that I was given some time back. But we want to hear from you, 917-889-3926. Hit us up, tell us what it would be, and tell us why. Toya, think about that. Hey, we can't talk about heaven tonight without playing some heaven music. So, you know, we got some encouragement for you as well. Hey, but first, new music from this artist called Jeremy Jackson. The song is called Winner. Tell me what y'all think about it. On the other side of this, it's Winner Jeremy Jackson. You hanging out with Toya and TM. Hey, we'll be right back. Really listen to the song. Listen to the words. The track is pretty hot. But guess what? That's just my perspective. Tell us what you think. We'll be right back. You're tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live.
With a cold smile, personality makes my reality worthwhile. Got to take home the mama on the phone, no drama. Man, I swear I'm to put a ring on her finger. It's been only 3 weeks, and I'm already thinking, who would have went well? How did I meet her? I still can't believe. Ain't a better bitch. Not a to speak our mind within reason. But some words are never spoken out of season. It's hard to believe, hard to conceive that she's here with me.
You know, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm multitasking, so I was listening. But when I listen to something, I really like to listen to it, and I didn't really, like, listen to it. So.
Right. Hey, that's hilarious. Yeah, that's hilarious. Hey, I'm multitasking over here as well because I was really trying to catch this performance here on The Voice. This, actually, there's a soldier. She was in the military, and she was actually playing with a military band, and somebody sent in her YouTube clip. She was actually singing a song from Adele, and I mean, she ripped it just like Adele. And now this is CeeLo's team that's battling right now. Both was trained by Babyface. One was trained by Babyface. One was coached by Babyface. One was coached by Neo. So they're about to pick the winner from the battle right now. Hey, this is Usher Climax. We'll be right back. See you on the radio live.
Go right now. Together, now we're undone.
gave my best, it wasn't enough. You get upset, we argue too much. We made a mess of what it used to be love. So why do I care at all?
It's called Climax. Hey, March 31st at 7 p.m. It's going down without walls. Hey, it's the Tampa Idol, and it's not a churchy talent show. It's open to all people. And if you are interested, why don't you dial 1-888-503-2301, extension 108. Tampa Idol going down in Tampa, Florida, Without Walls, International Church. There's a $1,000 first place package, second place $300, third place $150. It's going down, and it's open to all talent. Saturday, March 31st at 7 p.m., Without Walls International. If you're interested, dial 1-888-503-2301, extension 108. Again, 1-888-503-2301, extension 108. Tonight, if you could take one thing with you to heaven, what would it be and why? Hit us up, 917-889-3926. Toya, one thing to heaven, what would it be?
I have no idea.
No idea.
I have no idea. I don't know. I have no idea what I would take or why.
So much stuff.
I just don't know what I would take. I'm assuming you can't take a person with you, so I don't know.
A person? Hey,
Lord, can she get up in here with me? Does she get a pass? I have no idea.
Hey, that's hilarious, man.
I mean, because I really don't have, like, too many materialistic things that I would take. I mean, let's see. What would I take? Like, an iPod? Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah.
It's nothing that I would just, like, I would just have to have. Like, the one thing that I love outside of my family and friends is music. Like, so, Lord, can I bring my iPod with me? Like, I have no clue what I would take.
Hey, you know what, you got me thinking now, because look, I mean, I don't go anywhere. I can't go anywhere without my phone. And I mean, I
who are you calling from heaven, Paris?
Without my phone.
Who are you calling from heaven?
That's exactly why I didn't take it, because hey, who I'm calling?
Or you up there surfing the net?
I'm Googling from heaven.
So, like, I have no clue what I would take. Like, other than a person or two, like, I have no clue. Like, the only thing that I could think of would be music. Like, I don't have any items. You know how some people have items that are passed down to them from family members, so it's, like, a big thing. So, like, I don't have any of those things. So, like, I have no clue at all. Like, I'm stuck. I don't know.
Right. No, I get it. I mean, it's an interesting question, and I thought it would make interesting conversation tonight. It was one of those interesting topics that we came up with quite some time go? I'm like, wow, that's a great question. What would I take? I'm thinking something that, you know, something that's sentimental. That's what I was thinking. You know, at the end of the day, you know, what you going to do with any of it? You know, you're gone.
I mean, you're in good company. It's not like you don't have anyone to talk to.
Right.
What are you going to do? Take a pack of cards and play some games? Like, I have no idea.
Right. Look,
what would you
take? I'm thinking, hey, I need a camera because I want to take a picture of Whitney when I get there.
Take a picture with her talking about Whitney. Just picture. Like, who are you going to send a picture to? Like,
right.
Like, come on. You going to send a picture to everybody else that's up there with her? Like.
Oh, man, hey, heaven's newest celebrity. I want a picture. Oh, it's Money Monday, March 5th, everybody, 2012. And we're just having some fun tonight. We're asking, if you could take one thing with you to heaven, what would it be and why? 917-889-3926. Hey, join our Facebook group at TM Hyman Radio. And you can hit us up on Twitter at TM Hyman Radio as well. What would you take and why? And since we're talking about heaven, let's give you some heaven news. Why don't you smile? We'll be right back. This is Kirk Franklin Smile, TM Hyman Radio Live. Money Monday, everybody. It's at 9:24.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song.
And it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
I smile. Even though I hurt, see, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
You look so much better when you're
and
Club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call.
and the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out, cause take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me. Ferrari fame, the fame way. Comrades and them over there hating. They mad cause one coin leads to one coin, and then that coin leads to another coin. Next thing you know, we all coining in this. Face off.
New York City, 9:34. Coming up next, Toya live out of Newark, Delaware, with our finance report. But first, this is Vane, All Ghetto, featuring Red Cafe. We'll be right back. I got a lot of stories. I'll tell you after this.
With something like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator, spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Yeah, over here we got pop, girl, move your body, cause the party don't stop. And I be in the den to play my own cop. They can't understand why the hands is all rock. They used to ride huffies with the pack. Now ride huffies in the act. That looks like Buffy in the back. These rappers that get smacked, I treat them like cussies in the trap. You like what? 300 for the bub? I'm like, what's 300 for the bub? We in the club on E, and mommy won't talk on me. If you with a girl, don't try to cut on three. And the Sims is Gucci, Air Force is Louis. Stupid jewelry, I'm stuck in my ways. Smoke kush that I had your stuff for days. $1,000 outfits, goddamn it, we paid.
Nothing but dimes on my roster. Cartier flair, so I dress them in posses. My cash is up, stash is tough. My new bitch badass, baddest. I'm riding clean, high as a cloud. Billionaire club, no broke niggas allowed. I was a young and now look, I'm a boss. Making fireworks, popping champagne cork. See, I can go and take you a picture and send my alcohol straight, no mixer. From the grind to the shine, from the hoop to the coupe, now I'm flying all the time. Yeah. The bottom line is, she a dime beer. Would never decline me stepping behind me.
I'm saying like a phenomena, headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Okay, I'm in the strip club with a vial in a stack. With them dimes that I need a model on my lap. Put ones in a rack, make that ass clap. Took her to the crib, hit a ghetto from the back. Ma, if you gon' ride on top, she out of that. That boy Vane hard on the track, see Alice rap. Shorty half red, half brown, half black. $300 weed, and still she fat that. In fact, I put 22s on it. You hear them say, he threw the big shoes on it. What bank the bread is in the bed? Shout to my PhD in the fed. Yeah, I'm all ghetto socks mismatching. But you don't see the mind when my crew's clashing. The cable is all glitz, cream cheese in my pocket. Special on the wrist, all ghetto with it.
Like a phenomenon. Headed straight to the top in the elevator. Spending bread like the lotto. You know us, we so get go.
Chase hoes and pose in stiletto.
Let's go.
Jeans sag due to the metal.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
Nothing on the beach, she's so special. Shoes on the whip, ice on the vessel. We keeps it all ghetto.
Let's go.
We keeps it all ghetto. We keeps it all ghetto.
All ghetto Vane featuring Red Cafe. Hey, a story out of Tampa, man. A robbery gang given 100 years in prison. Five Tampa residents were given sentences that ranged from 17 years to 32 years in federal prison here recently. They were convicted of a string of armed robberies that spanned in four counties. Judge Virginia Covington sentenced Daisy Louise Thomas 32 to 17 years in prison, along with her accomplices, which all received, I mean, it's just like ridiculous time. Together, 100 years. Unbelievable. All the way live from Newark. Give it up for Toya.
Good evening. Tonight, I just wanted to touch a little bit on how to deal with student loan debt when obtaining student loans and after you finish school. There's been some research, new research actually, that shows that on college tuition, it suggests that I think 40% of graduates will take at least 10 years to pay off their student loans. You know, that's a long time. Once you get out of school, now you're working to establish yourself, and automatically, right out the gate, you owe someone some money. So just a few tips on what you need to do if you have student loans that you need to pay. First thing, you need to develop a clear picture of your income and your liabilities. You know, you may not land that job, that dream job you want right out of school, so you may not earn as much income in the very beginning. So you need to make sure you have in line what you'll be making and your income, and compare that to what your actual student loan debt and payments will be. Before you take out a student loan, just make sure you apply for and use federal loans to pay tuition before seeking any type of private loans. Federal loans usually have lower interest rates than private ones, and their repayment plans will save you money because some loans do not accrue interest while you're in school. The interest won't start until after you graduate. Private loan lenders can be difficult to work with, and they have hidden rules that cause you to pay more fees in the long run if you don't read the fine print, so keep that in mind. Secondly, understand the amount and type of student debt that you owe, because there is more than one type of student loan that you can obtain. Find out how much your payments on each loan will be and how much you will have to pay altogether each month. The average student's postgraduate debt now exceeds $24,000 based on a recent study. That's a lot of money, so just keep that in mind as well. Thirdly, after you know the amount and type of debt that you owe, request the extended payment option if possible. This will allow you to make smaller payments right after school when you're making less money. And later, if the reduced payment schedule ends, hopefully you'll be making more money. That way you can actually afford to make those larger payments. So though extended payment will cause you more interest to accrue, the interest is tax deductible within certain limits. So that's a plus. Just be sure to understand how to deduct what you've paid in interest each year. And almost anyone can write off interest from their student loans. Even if you're filing your own taxes and actually preparing your tax return, you can actually, there's always something that asks you about your student loan interest. So make sure you take advantage of that. Another thing that you can do is another option is to use an income-based repayment plan that limits the payment amount to a specific percentage of your income each month, so that will allow you to keep current on your payments more easily and will also allow you to save or invest more money as well. Fifth thing you can do, if you try lowering your payments and the other repayment options are not working for you and you're simply unable to continue to make payments, you can request a forbearance or a deferral on your loans. So just make sure you don't pay or make sure that the one thing you don't want to do is actually just not pay your loan. You can always speak to them and request a deferment or some type of forbearance on your loan. Now, you will actually incur some type of interest, but it's better to not have that reported to your credit score, but still get the option of not paying even though you're not in school. And lastly, as much as you may not want to, just be prepared to put off other major life goals such as marriage, buying a house, whatever you need to do. Make sure you get as much of that debt out the way as possible. There are people who graduate from school and end up paying their student loans for life, so that's something that you don't want to do. I mean, if you amass a six-figure amount of student loans and debt, you know, if you're going to law school or some type of medical field where you incur a lot of debt, you may need to just spend a year or two focusing on reducing the balances before you can try to accomplish any type of other financial goal. So just keep those things in mind. Also, just another tip, before applying to any loans, just make sure you fill out the FAFSA, that's the F-A-F-S-A, to see if you qualify for any grants, federal loans, or if there are any type of work-study programs at your school. And for those of people that don't know, FAFSA is actually the free application for federal student aid. And any of your financial aid departments in your school will be able to help you correctly fill those forms out, because if they're not correctly completed, your chances of actually obtaining any types of grants or low-interest loans will probably be slim to none. So just keep those things in mind when dealing with student loan debt. Do you have any student loans, Terrence, that you're still paying on?
I do. I have thousands of dollars in student loans, so this is great information that you're actually sharing. I mean, you know, in an age where all these freaking reality shows are going on right now, I'm going to need somebody to produce a TV show that gives away, like, scholarships. Let's send some people to college for free so that they don't have that debt like we have coming out of college.
Yeah, and I mean, one thing people can do that they actually, some people don't want to do, but it's actually a good idea, is you don't necessarily have to go out of state to school your first couple of years. There are a lot of good community colleges that will save you tons of money, and 9 times out of 10, most of those credits will transfer out to a larger university. So that's something you can look at as well. You can get your associate's degree, transfer that out, and then go to the school of your choice. That way you can pay out of pocket and not worry about owing anyone when you get out of school. So,
absolutely. Great information. Toya coming live out of Newark, Delaware, with our finance tip tonight. Thank you very much, my friend. Oh, wow. Right in the network, we need a TV show that gives away dollars. Hey, this is Paris Tune, Brooklyn Baby. We'll be right back. DM Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:45.
Thank you. Radio Show. TM Hot and Live. TM Hot and Live. TM Hot and Live. Funk Radio Show. Real talk.
Woman cash, close cars. Any day now, make it rich off these. Woman cash, close cars. Any day now, make it rich off these bars. That's what I pray for. At least I pray though. I know I'm gon' blow. Sometimes I don't know. You know the world cold, like everybody so. I'm trying to dodge the auction, but I'm dead to take flossing. In this fast life, we'll never proceed with caution. Green light stuck there, traffic light broken. Only way I stop is if I crash into something. And I ain't got no seatbelt, no airbag, or nothing. I'm just trying to make it with those who have made it. The only thing I'm missing is they ears when I play it. You can see the truth only if you listen. Me, I got a clear view. I can see the vision. More bars than prison. Every sin is death row. And if I don't make it, then that'll be my death blow. Damn.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women getting caught. So caught up in what people think they are, man. When it up is, you never get so lost. You know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain. In and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling?
Trying to fool me. The sunshade's Prada in a pocketbook Gucci. Role model, catch stacks, number one groupie. She sat in my car, turned on the movie. Like, took her to the telly, she say, ooh, nice jacuzzi. Like, started asking questions, like, how much the wound go? Sold a 500, but it's for the Lola. My people's running debt, $30, even less. In that car we was in, ain't a car that I be in. Ain't my car, but she fell for it. Cause she lied to me. She's just materialistic as anybody. Yeah, and I should feel ashamed. I'm a victim of the same. You might think it's lame, but just to get a name, spent my last on a chain. So I can wear it in my video and pop champagne.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women catching cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When it up is, it never gets so lost. And know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain. In and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling? They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women catching cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man.
Vision's been lost for some time now. Even the police wanna be Rick Ross now. It's like pay the fool at the end of the movie. Everybody make it rain, everybody wearing jewelry. Everybody gangsta, so they end up like Suki. Trapping ain't dead though, y'all niggas just spooky. Fiend it for the feeling like Pookie. Everybody wanna be somebody, but to be somebody, then you gotta be seen as if you killed somebody. Yeah, like you some type of John Gotti. Nah, but that you ain't Harley. It's when you call the homie. You used to work a hard, right? Being fake and hard to hide. Sweating and fake is glorified. But if they live the life for real, they'd probably be horrified. Excuse me, I'm getting teary-eyed. Rest in peace to the game. It ain't the same.
They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When it up is, it never gets so lost. And know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why I'm remain in and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling? They want the fame with no accord. Concerned about these women cashing cars. All caught up in what people think they are, man. When it up is, it never gets so lost. You know we try to change the state the same. Only reason why a few will remain in and out the same door as they came. What these people do to get that feeling?
Yeah. That feeling. Everybody want that feeling. Want it so bad. We'll sell our soul to the right price. We'll even eat Eve's apple if the fruit ripe. Oh man. Flop. Roller. Ha.
If you are in tune to NBC's The Voice, you're about to, like, be blown away. And if you're not tuned in, you're about to miss a treat. Anthony Edwards and Jesse Campbell going toe-to-toe right now. They're on Christina Aguilera's team. Check it out. Tonight's topic, if you could take one thing to heaven with you, what would it be? That's what we're talking about. Toya has no clue. I'm really not sure. At this point, at first I said a piece of jewelry, you know. And you know what? Being that nobody's probably listening to me right now because you're all trying to check out The Voice, I'm going to check it out too. Here's Twin Spirit Rules and Regulations. We'll be right back. Let's look at it together.
Congregation, oh, they trying to take a sign.
Wow, Twin Spirit rules and regulations. When I said a treat, was that not a treat? Wow, Anthony Edwards and Jesse Campbell. Wow, that was like, that was hot, right, Toya?
That was ridiculous. Like, they definitely had to save them as the last performance. It was crazy. I wouldn't have been able to pick between the two.
Because
they both
had
different points that they're so strong on. It was a really, really good performance. I loved both of them.
That was amazing. Alicia Keys actually tweeted, amazing performance. That was fun to watch. That was Alicia Keys' tweet. Now, Anthony Edwards actually sings background for Alicia Keys right now. So the fact that he, you know, wasn't selected, hey, he's already, you know, recognized and he's already, you know, living his dream already. I think that was awesome to pick Jesse so that he can get in the game.
You know, but the crazy thing is, and you find this from watching all of the shows, once people make it to that final, not the final, but like the semifinal level when it comes to these singing competitions, they're always picked up by somebody. I mean, he's always, like you said, he already has his foot in the door. He's a background singer for Eight Keys. But still, once you hit that plateau where everyone's watching you, everyone they show tonight in the battle, they will have some type of opportunity presented to them. I guarantee it. And,
yeah, that was amazing.
It was.
That was ridiculous. Next Monday, The Voice. Hey, I mean, you know, when we like something, we like it. So we don't mind sharing it, getting people involved. We're not haters. You know what I'm saying? Media is media. Entertainment is entertainment. And check out The Voice next Monday, 8 o'clock, and we're going to watch it with you while you're listening to the radio. Is that all right? That's all right. Hey, it's 10:02, Money Monday. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Me anticipating.
Radio Live in anticipation by Coco Jones, who is a new mother, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
No doubt. Karen. Yep, that's yeah. correct. That's correct. She'll be joining us in a couple weeks.
Yeah. So congrats to her again. Hopefully she'll be back in the swing of things and back to making some music so we can get some new hot joints from her.
No doubt. Baby Vegas. I love that name, Vegas.
Yeah, that's cute. I'm glad she's having kids because I'm not.
Hey, man, I need to start working on something before it's way too late for me. But big up to Coco Jones and Baby Vegas. Hey, coming up in entertainment news, I got some news on Mike Epps, George Jefferson, Chris Brown, and the funeral director. Who handled Whitney's home going. Talk about all of that in entertainment news coming up here shortly. If you just tuned in, it's 10:07, and tonight we are proposing the question, if you could take one thing with you to heaven, what would it be? And why? Toya has no idea, but she's thinking she might take her iPod to listen to some music while she's walking around on those clouds up there. I'm thinking jewelry, a significant piece of jewelry that
you
I would get.
You're probably flashy and fly in heaven.
Hey, you know, if I can't take my iPod.
Who are you trying to catch up there?
Hey, you never know, you know? You never know. You never know. If I can't take my iPhone and make calls, you know, then at least I want to be swaggy. You know.
That's ridiculous. Just as simple as me walking around with earphones on. I mean, really.
Hey, hilarious. 3926 and 917-889-3926. Just having some fun tonight. If you could take one thing to heaven, what would it be? Hey, I mean, at least I ain't trying to take, you know, take my car with me. You know, I'm sure some cats definitely they want to be buried and laid back in the Cadillac. Not me. You can have it. I'll leave the BMW right here. They can keep it. I don't want the payments anyway, so I'll be glad to leave that right here on Earth.
You know what?
Definitely right here on Earth. Oh man, Money Monday. Join us back Wednesday, same time 9 p.m. Special guest joining us. And don't forget to hit us up on our Facebook group, TM Hyman Radio, and at Twitter, TM Hyman Radio. Man, I can't believe it's March already.
I know. Time's flying. It is definitely flying.
Time is definitely passing us by. Folks, you got to get out. You got to get up, get out, and do something. Live your life. Life is too short. Go after your dreams, your passion. You know, make something happen. If you're sitting around waiting for somebody to do something for you or hand you something, you're going to be waiting for a long, long time. You got to get up, get out, and do something. Life is way too short. Turn around and it's going to be a rappy. And you're going to be angry and upset, and we don't want none of that. Get up, get out, and do something. Get up, get out, and do something. Again, stories on Mike Epps, George Jefferson. We know and love Sherman Hemsley. Chris Brown, and again, the scoop on the funeral director who handled Whitney's funeral. Man, I'm just like over all of the hoopla still. I saw something tonight on TV where it's just one thing to another when it comes to Whitney Houston and the media. They were talking about Whitney Houston and Jermaine Jackson, who had an affair back in the 80s. Jermaine was cheating on his wife with Whitney Houston, and Michael Jackson, you know, pretty much influenced Jermaine to leave Whitney alone and to not leave his wife, you know, and I think that was based on their strict religious, you know, background with the Jehovah's Witnesses. So I'm like, why are y'all still talking about this lady? Let her rest in peace. And it doesn't seem like the media is going to give up anytime soon when it comes to Whitney. And God bless her daughter. God bless Bobby Christina, because Bobby Christina is, you know, 18 years old, doing what most 18-year-olds do, experience life, you know, trials, tribulations. You got to go through things, learn things. And she's doing it in the spotlight, unlike, you know, what many of us had to go through. You know, I mean, I saw a picture of Bobby Christina on the front page of the National Enquirer, and she was hitting a bong. Now, I'll say this. It was the biggest bong I had ever seen in my life. And how have I seen a bong? Because if you go into stores, you can see them. And if you don't know what a bong is, then ask somebody. But she was like, she was doing her thing. Now, I'm saying to myself, she's not the only 18-year-old in the country that's hitting the bomb. But unfortunately, when you have a celebrity parent or when you're in the spotlight, it's magnified, you know, that much greater. So, you know, God bless her, the family, and those close to Whitney Houston, who I'm sure are just going through it right now with national and international media, you know, speculating during such a devastating time. It's kind of crazy to me. Kind of crazy.
It is. I mean, you're not going to hear anything good. It's going to be all of the bad stuff that will come out. But, hey, what can you do about it? She did agree to actually be interviewed by Oprah, her and some of her family.
I think that aired,
if I'm not mistaken, maybe the 18th or something like that of this month. I thought, wow, that's really soon, but, hey.
Yeah, I think it's her along with an uncle and an aunt. You know, some of Whitney's relatives who actually agreed to do the interview. You know who I want to – I want to hear from Sissy Houston. I want Sissy to just, like, you know, tell us how she's feeling. And I'm sure she would use flip words and, you know, put the middle finger up. No, that's not Sissy. That's me. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding. I really want to hear from her. You know, tell us how – she's feeling, her perspective on this whole thing, you know, because to see Sissy walking behind that casket, and at one point, you know, you heard, you know, my baby, it was the saddest thing that I've seen in a long time. But, you know, we're not going to continue on with this. Coming up, entertainment and national news live out of Tampa. And big up to Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose, recently engaged. It's official. There was a lot of speculation around that. previously, but it is official. And that rock is blinging. That rock is absolutely blinging. So big up to Miss Rose.
It is nice. Very nice. I guess the saying is not always true. Maybe you can turn a, into a housewife. I mean, I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
I might be too strung out on compliments, overdose on confidence. Started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence. Drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments. Made it way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness. And they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that. I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that. I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh, I needed that. And they wanna see me pick back up, well, where'd I leave it at? I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that. Tuck my napkin in my shirt, cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it, please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah. I be yelling out, money over everything, money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the old Drake, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that, but still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know.
Or did I push you in his arms? Ooh,
TM Hyman Radio Live. It's about 10:22 here on the East Coast, and we are going to Tampa, Florida for the entertainment and national news with Mr. TM himself.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Entertainment and national news tonight coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. Mike Epps' daughter actually claims that he threatened to physically abuse her. Mike Epps' 18-year-old daughter, Bria, claims her father threatened her with physical abuse. The dispute started because she had disclosed to the public a family matter that Epps wanted to keep private. The actor comedian then proceeded to threaten the physical well-being.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
The Hip Hop Wires
reported that representatives of Mike Epps said that the alleged abuse was falsified by his daughter Bria. Actor and funny man Mike Epps was embroiled after a nasty feud with his 18-year-old daughter Bria. But according to his daughter's account, Mike Epps threatened bodily harm to his child, and you know she's kind of standing by her story there. TMZ.
I have a question, Terrence. Did you happen to hear any of the tape, any of the recordings?
No.
Because if my daughter was speaking to me the way she was speaking to him, oh, I would have threatened her with bodily harm as well.
So what kind of tapes? I'm totally out of the loop on that.
There's some recordings out there on the web, and you can pull it up and see some people are playing snippets of it and not all of it. But they say that the real story behind that is it started with the fact that she was upset that when he was on the Wendy Williams show, he gave a shout-out to two of his children, and she was not one of the children that was included in the shout-out, so she got upset about that. And another thing she was upset about is she asked him for tuition money, and he said, not a problem, I'll pay it to the school, but I'm not giving you cash in hand. So she got upset about that. The daddy didn't put the hand in her pocket and said, I'm only going to pay it to the school. And he said some of his reason behind that is her mother was formerly addicted to drugs or what have you, and he didn't want to give the cash to her. He said he didn't feel comfortable giving the cash to her, and he just wanted to pay the school. So that's when she started, you know, being nasty and a smart mouth little girl. And, you know, part of the recordings that you hear, you're not getting the full story. And that's what some people are saying. So, I mean, we don't know what the truth is, really. It's always two sides to every story. But, yeah, you got to pull it up.
First of all, I mean, is it his real daughter or his stepdaughter?
I believe it's his real daughter.
I mean, who does that? Who goes to the media because your dad doesn't give you what you want? Who does that? That's ridiculous. Moving right along, George Jefferson joins the Television Academy Hall of Fame. George Jefferson, actor Sherman Hemsley, we know him from the Jeffersons and 227 Act. Was it 227? Not 227. Amen. Amen. I think he did a guest appearance on 227 before, but Amen. And the Jeffersons is what he's best known for. He played George Jefferson on the show, and he's now being honored being offered a spot in Television Academy's Hall of Fame. On Thursday, Hemsley, who played George Jefferson on the Jeffersons in Spanish language, hosted, I can't even pronounce this person's name, however, he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, Television and Arts and Sciences Hall of Fame this past week. So big up to George Jefferson, and you know, big up to the late great Wheezy Jefferson, Isabel Stanford, Wheezy, Louise Jefferson, who actually passed away back in 2004. Chris Brown, hey, got that new album coming in May. It's called Fortune. That fans can anticipate. R&B singer Chris Brown will release the fifth studio album titled Fortune in May, recorded by RCA Records. It's following his recent Grammy win in his comeback performance. They've really been trying to demonize Chris Brown. But I'll say this, big up to you, bro, for standing strong and for kind of making him look stupid because, you know, we all make mistakes. You know, for those who may not know and you don't know, you've been under a rock, but back in 2009, 22-year-old Chris Brown who's really done a great job to me reworking his tarnished image, was arrested and pleaded guilty to beating ex-girlfriend Rihanna. And for those who do not know, they recently did a track together called Cake. Cake has pissed off Jay-Z, who was a little disappointed with Rihanna, for actually, you know, teaming up with Brown again. But my thing is this. Back up, folks. Everybody, just back off and let them do what they do. I'm going to tell you how crazy it is. I even heard Joan Rivers commenting on Chris Brown and Rihanna's relationship. She called Rihanna silly for getting back with Chris Brown if they are, in fact, back together. We really don't know. So it's all speculation, right? But when you have somebody like Joan Rivers commenting on your relationship, you've hit a certain plateau in celebrity that's not normal. Because Joan Rivers is about 80 years old. So what does she know about Chris Brown and Rihanna? Clearly, media has saturated the market. Nevertheless, be on the lookout for Chris Brown's new fortune. Again, his fifth studio album release being released by RCA Records in May. Funeral home director denies Whitney photo leak, but knows who did it. The funeral home where Whitney Houston's body was kept is denying they leaked the photo of the Grammy Award-winning singer in her casket, but says they know who did. During a press conference Thursday in Newark, New Jersey, the owner of the funeral home denied selling a photo of Whitney to the National Enquirer. Cynthia Wiggum of the funeral home defended her staff and said there were only three people from the funeral home who had access to Whitney's body. My staff, my secretary, my drivers never were exposed to any of the areas. I had people that I had never seen in my life who were part of her security sleeping here in my funeral home. Wow. Wiggum said the funeral home's investigation revealed that the picture was taken February 17th, a day before services of Houston. Although she knows who took the picture, she would not identify the person. And again, we've heard it before. They're leaving it up to the Houston family to identify. On in sports news, hey, who saw that beatdown yesterday that L.A. gave Miami? Now, I'm going to tell you, Kobe and that mask, that apparatus that he has on his face, it must have some kind of, you know, mojo in it. Because a team like Miami, where you got three superstars, they could not keep up with Kobe, who before halftime had like 18 points all by himself. L.A. beat Miami down 93-83 yesterday. Boston beat New York down 115-111. And Chicago smashed Philadelphia 96-91. Tonight, it looks like Orlando beat Toronto 92-88. Looks like Utah slammed Cleveland 109-100. And it looks like Chicago actually beat down Indiana 92-70. We have a few more games coming up. It's actually the fourth quarter right now of actually a couple of games. Tomorrow, it's fourth quarter of that Louisiana game right now going down. Tomorrow, you got Orlando and Chicago. You got Atlanta and Indiana. You have Houston and Boston. I am T.M. Hyman coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida, with your entertainment and national news. This one right here is called I'ma Do You Dirty, Young Swag. We'll be right back. T.M. Hyman Radio Live, 10:32, Money Monday. If you could take one thing with you, what would it be? Tell us why. Hit us up, 917-889-3923.
Yes, sir. I'm going in, Wolf.
I'm a actor, okay. Big guap on me, got my phone, never lonely, never cross me like Tony. I'ma do you dirty, I'ma do you dirty,
I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma act a dough. All the hoes on me. Big guap on me. Got my phone. Never lonely. Never cross me like Tony. I'ma do you dirty. I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma do you dirty.
I'm nothing like your baby daddy. Pull up in a brand new gaddy. Getting money, I got to have it. Smoking good, living last. You bought that drum, I'm out that ass. With that chop, I'ma head crack. I see your I gotta get her. Let my little world hit. Take a bite to the crib. Let us see how I live. Don't steal him all my flow. Two garage, close the door. Freak show, we need more. Right pay, call him. Bill man, call my wall. The mama said you need more. Smart, great head. All my so fed. Long money, big bread. Bout that enough said. Like my call head. Flop it wet, be the bed. Suck that don't be scared. Don't. I got it ready. I'ma act a dope. All the hoes on me. Big guap on me. Got my phone. Never lonely. Never cross me like Tony. I'ma do you dirty. I'ma do you dirty. All
I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma act a dope. All the hoes on me. Big guap on me. Got my phone. Never lonely. Never cross me like Tony. I'ma do you dirty. I'ma do you dirty.
I'ma do you dirty.
I called her on a Thursday. The mama stayed Thursday. Came through. Run the boy crazy. Red bottle of bag. Gucci down with the bag. 26 is on the jack. Hold up, free is bad. Nine pieces with that cash. Fainted, she won't get mad. Tampa Bay, where's that? Racks on racks on racks on racks. Hollywood in the back. Posted up with fatty dudes. Switching lanes in the coupe. Smoking on that Cali snow. Showing, knowing what it do. Act a donk and show your, show your. Only if you get that cash. Fast whip, do the dash. I'ma act a donk. Okay. All the
rock my insecurities.
I just need to know if you can handle me naked. Giving all of me to you.
PM Hobby Radio Live, 10:42 here on the East Coast. Thanks for rocking with us. We've been talking about the one thing that you would take to heaven if you could, but joining us live from Chesapeake, Virginia is the one and only Dee Dee, Miss Health and Wellness. Welcome to the show,
Miss
ma'am.
Yes, I am, Miss Health and Wellness. Good evening. Hello, everybody.
What up?
He's talking about if there's one thing I could take to heaven with me, what would it be?
Woo. That's correct.
I mean, I guess I would have to ask it. Would it be today? Would my mama already be there? Would my baby already be there? I don't know.
That's
I mean, because I don't want any material possession because there is nothing on this earth that's going to be greater than the paradise in which I experienced. So other than my mother and my daughter, my two very close best friends, I mean, without wishing death on them, I don't know if there is one
you,
thing.
You ain't dragging me. You ain't dragging me with you.
That's what I said.
Well, that's what I said, Deanie. I said, what you supposed to get up there and come about, Lord? Can my friend get a pass? Can she come with me? Like, can he get in? No? Can I step on outside the gate and speak to her for a minute? Like, what are you supposed to take with you? I said, well, maybe I'll take an iPod so I can listen to some music. Terry said he's going to be up there flossing in his jewelry, trying to catch Whitney. I don't know.
You know what? Yeah, that is a mess. I mean, really, I've been pondering over that thing for a minute. There is nothing on this earth besides who I just named, and it's a who and not a what, that I would want with me in heaven because I know that that is paradise and ain't nothing down here can touch nothing up there. So,
that's right.
Unless it was my mother, my daughter, my two best friends, you know what I'm saying, and my business team who are an awesome team, awesome family, I don't think there's nothing that I would want to take to heaven if I couldn't have, you know, any of those people. And then God said, well, no, you can't bring any of those people. I'm not ready for them yet. And I said, well, I'll just make do with what I got. And now there's nothing I want to take with me.
Yeah. And folks, again, we are very, very clear on the fact that what Dee Dee said is real. You know, I mean, heaven, again, it's the ultimate place. There's nothing here on earth that could even compare. We're simply having fun with it. So don't be sending us no emails. Don't be, you know, talking about what they call, look, this is just fun and entertainment, right? That's all. And I still want my iPhone so I can Google some stuff from heaven.
You know what?
I mean,
God, you're going to get your going to tell you to Google.
You're going to forward your finding someone down on earth? Like, what are you Googling, Chad?
What are you Googling, Chad?
But then again, what am I listening to?
Oh,
we're going to talk about, y'all hear that new Beyonce song?
I'm just saying,
you got
in the blue, but y'all two are a mess.
You hear that new Chris Brown and Rihanna? You know they're back together. Like, what?
Oh my goodness. Y'all are talking out.
Hey, Rob. 917-889-3923. Got about 14 minutes left in the show. And again, you know, we're just having some fun with it. If you could take one thing with you, what would it be? That's the topic tonight. Domare, how was your week, man? How was your weekend?
You know what? When I went to my meeting tonight, they asked me this, and all I could say, God is good all the time because, you know, if you change your mindset from looking at things as hurdles or problems to looking at them as challenges, then you will start looking at things that come your way in a more positive light. My last week was very challenging. But I do believe that there's a reason for everything that goes down. And I've learned through my devotionals that, and I'm not trying to preach anybody or be all religious, but I have learned because that's what I my passion is to grow every day, is that I don't look at what tomorrow may bring because, say again?
It's okay to preach. It's okay to preach.
I don't look at what tomorrow brings because each day has their own separate set of burdens. So I try to deal with what God puts on me that day. And last week I had a lot of challenges, and I know that it was for a reason. I wasn't challenged just to be challenged. I was challenged to see, you know, how you going to get through this? Are you going to get through it with your hands raised and praising them always, or are you going to get down with your lips poked down and saying, Lord, why? And at the end of the day, I am truly blessed and highly favored, and my last week was something I've never experienced before, and not to say I won't again, or, you know, and if I don't, hey, that's better for me, but at least I think I went through it okay with my head still raising, hands still held high, and praising them. And So other than that, I won't go into details about my challenges, but just say it wasn't a struggle, it wasn't a problem, it wasn't a hurdle. I chose to look at it as a challenge. You know, and how do I solve this challenge? What kind of suggestions can I figure out to get myself through this? So, you know, not on my own, but with help and use my resources. And that's what I had to do. And God is always good.
Great segue. We'll be right back. You're in tune to TM Holland Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
I Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser.
Never would have made it. Didi, I thought that was a great segue into that. Very, very encouraging words from yourself. And at the end of the day, my friends, I mean, we've got to know that our attitudes determine our altitudes. It's never what you're going through, but it's how you look at and how you respond to what you're going through that helps you to make it.
Absolutely.
You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Coming to you live out of Tampa, it's TM. Chesapeake, it's Didi. Newark, Delaware, it's Toya. Thanks for rocking with us, everybody. If you could take one thing with you, what would it be? Didi said she don't want none of this mess here on Earth because it doesn't measure up, and I totally agree. Although I still want my chain and my iPhone with me when I go. Make sure it's in the castle.
You know what? You a mess, and you ain't gonna have none of that. They're gonna be like, what is that? They ain't even gonna know what that is walking up there. They gonna take that, melt that down, say, we need this for everybody else. You go ahead and give it away. Bring it away, man, because we're gonna give it away anyway. That is something else. And Toya and her iPod, I don't know. But she's already a songbird, so I don't know why she need to bring music. She'll be making her own beautiful music. I know that for sure.
One day, we're going to hear from that songbird, and she's going to stop denying it. One day.
Negative. I'm not a songbird. Don't listen to Domare.
Whatever. You better stop doubting yourself, because I have so much faith in you. Because your abilities are off the chart. You just won't perform in front of anybody. That's all that is.
Well, we're performing in the center stage live.
It's going down Saturday, March 31st, 2012, 7 p.m. Without Walls. Hey, it's Tampa Idol. First place prize, $1,000 package, which is $500 cash and a video valued at $500. Second place, $300. Third place, $150. It's going down at Without Walls on Saturday, March 31st, 7 p.m. They call 1-888-503-2301. 1-888-503-2301, extension 108, to audition for Tampa Idol. Folks, we got like 4 minutes left in the show.
Okay. Speaking of songbirds, you know one of my favorite shows is Unsung, and tonight they had David Ruffin on. It's a good story. You know David Ruffin from The Temptations, one of the original members. Yeah, so it was a really good show. They've had a lot of good stories this season on Unsung. You know they do repeats, so you guys have to check it. It's on TV One. Use Terrence's iPod, Google that. I'm sorry, iPhone, Google that. But yeah, you have to check it, TV One. They've had some really good shows these past few weeks from Sheila E., David Ruffin. I think they're going to have Houdini on next week. So it's a good show. Y'all should check it out if you haven't already.
Hey, no doubt. And speaking of, again, songbirds, I mean, again, y'all got to go and I just like Googling stuff. But y'all have got to pull up the YouTube on tonight's The Voice. Check out Anthony Edwards and Jesse Campbell on Christina Aguilera's team. They really put it down tonight. Jesse Campbell won. Big up to Anthony Edwards. He sings background for Alicia Keys. Yo, he's definitely on point. It was a serious competition, but check out that performance tonight from The Voice. It was off the chain.
It was, but they really complimented each other also. They sounded really good together. You know, it wasn't like it was a competition. It's like they were just singing a duet. I really liked listening to the two of them. That was the best performance of the whole night, to me, my opinion.
I agree. No, I agree. I totally agree with that one. Well, I'm going to say believe, achieve, and maximize the opportunity, my friends. We're back Wednesday, 9 p.m. inside of Hump Day Wednesday. And the topic on Wednesday, well, you know what? Just join us back on Wednesday. You'll find out. Wednesday, 9 p.m. Angels, take us home.
Be blessed.
Be a blessing.
Shalique Rivers, my last call.
Jeez. Journey. Gotta win the race. I can't stop now. Now I'm pounding the pavement, just packed the wheels on that Greyhound. Double bag full of patience, but the bullshit's starting to weigh me down. Cause of that I barely made it, but the thought almost makes me laugh out loud. Cause I know I gotta make it. Standing in the station, way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here. Dreams just fade when we all wake up. So I'm sleepwalking, yeah. That's how you make moves while you're dreaming. I'm sleepwalking, yeah. Trying to figure out what I'ma do.
I'm on my left.
Like I walked into the matrix, a brand new world before my eyes, and I'm no longer nameless, and everybody thinks I'm next to shine. The minute I began to claim it, spotlight nearly made me blind. So I don't wanna be famous, I found another way. It's way too crowded in here, and everybody trying to take the fast way up. We're all just dreamers in here. But dreams just fade when we all wake up.
So I'm sleepwalking, yeah.
How you?
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.